We want to take a couple of minutes now for a correction. Some of you may remember last week we spoke with Reggie Shaw, a young man convicted in Utah, of causing an accident while texting and driving that killed two men. Now, Reggie was sentenced under existing Utah law to just 30 days in prison. He then worked to pass a much tougher law with a 15-year sentence. But Reggie is also a Mormon, and he told us that one result of what he did is that he couldn't complete his Mormon mission because the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints does not allow members with criminal records to go on two-year missions. We knew this was important to Reggie, but a listener, Janicky House, a practicing Mormon, told us that it was actually devastating for him. She said that young Mormon men who do not fulfill a two-year missionary requirement cannot achieve celestial glory, the highest of three levels that Mormons believe are available in the heavenly afterlife. Well, we immediately heard from members and former members of the LDS Church, people like Tashira Bevan, Megan Ream, Rob Scorby, Nolan Solomon, who said that's not true. So let's bring in our go-to person for questions of faith, Kathleen Flake, professor of religion at Vanderbilt University and a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Kathleen, you've told us that Mormons believe there are different tiers in the afterlife. So get right to it. Does not serving on a mission mean that a young Mormon cannot get to the highest tier?
That's easy, Robin. It's not true. There's no relationship to not serving a mission and achieving the highest goods in the next life.
Well, one of our listeners, Corey, writes that, as you said, serving a mission is not mandatory for entering the celestial kingdom. It's part of the threefold mission of the church, proclaiming the gospel, perfecting the saints, redeeming the dead. Young men are encouraged to go, mostly for their own benefit. It's a tremendous growing experience, but it's not required?
It's highly encouraged, but it's not mandatory by any stretch. In fact, you have to meet certain standards and able to be called on a mission.
Well, and what about young women?
Young women are called for 18 months, not 2 years. Their service is desired, but it's not considered as much a duty as it is for the young men.
Do you think it's possible, Professor, that at least the young woman we spoke with believes that it might be a requirement, has interpreted this idea of, going on a mission as being part of the way to get to the highest level of heaven?
There's no question that socially having served a mission is a very important fact about any young male in the church, unless, of course, that young man is a convert to the church or for other reasons was unable to serve.
Another thing young Reggie Shaw said to us is that even though his criminal record has been expunged, that's no longer a roadblock to a mission. The church requires that the mission be done by the age of 26, and he's not going to make that cutoff. He thought hopefully he could do it some other time. Can he?
Yes, he can serve a mission later in life. Young men serve between the ages of 19 and 26. It is also true that as couples reach their maturity and if they have the financial independence to do it, they too can volunteer to serve missions that are not limited to proselytizing missions, but also service missions related to health and welfare around the world.
Well, and you say that young people, young Mormons, wrestle with this. This is an important time in any young person's life, and to take 2 years to go away, some of them struggle with that.
There's a number of opportunities that compete with the desire to serve a mission. You most often hear this among especially gifted athletes who are negotiating with colleges for scholarships, trying to decide which college to go to based on whether or not the coach will allow them to leave for 2 years and come back. The church's sensitivity to that is reflected in their closing the door at the age of 26 because they too think young men should be on their way to doing other things, particularly starting a family and preparing to support that family.
And by the way, this idea that it wasn't that Reggie Shaw couldn't get into heaven because he hadn't taken the mission, but he couldn't get the highest tier. Could you just explain the three tiers that Mormons believe are in the afterlife, just briefly?
In Mormonism, it's not a matter of you go to heaven or hell. God responds to your particular circumstance according to his grace and the desires of your heart. So this young man's action is only one part of the mix. And there's nothing in LDS doctrine that prevents him from receiving the fullness of God's grace.
Kathleen Flake, a professor of religion at Vanderbilt University and a Mormon, helping us understand one aspect of that faith. Professor Flake, thanks as always.
You're welcome.